So, okay, I'm going to ask this question because I ask it of every Democratic politician who comes on here. I'm saying you win.
Okay.
You win.
Great. I'm glad we agree.
That's different than him leaving.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know. What is the plan? And I think we need to start talking about it now, because it's very hard for me to imagine you winning the electoral vote fair and square and him sending out a congratulatory telegram. Great. So glad you won. We had a good match. And let me tell you where I keep the, you know, important papers. He's not leaving. These people are not going to give up power. What is the plan if he says, I find irregularities, the people who ran it in Iowa screwed it up again, I have to stay, it was rigged. He's already said this many times. What do you do then?
The first thing you do is now. You start now.
Good.
And that is to win big, which I believe will help. And now, just don't. Secondly, come on. You win all these states in the country. It's harder for him to say. Secondly, you make sure that we have backup paper ballots. You push for those are my bills. You do everything to protect our
elections. We're living in the era of fake news.
Okay.
And there's no facts anymore. It's just about power.
We have always had a peaceful transition of power in this country.
Always have had.
We have.
Correct.
And
we are now in a different world.
But when you have the people on your side in a big way.
Oh, he has a lot of people on his side, the ones with the guns.
I think we'll do this. I think that the law, we have to unite on as a country is that the rule of law cannot handle 4 more years of a guy that thinks he's above it. Democracy can't handle.
Will you at least start asking the people in power, like the police and the military, what would you do if he said he wouldn't leave? Would you at least start asking them, get them on the record?
I think that the...
okay, all right.